This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's prime minister has urged U.S. President Joe Biden to stop an emerging nuclear deal with Iran. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
Yair Lapid called the agreement a bad deal.
This is $100 billion a year that will be used to undermine stability in the Middle East and spread terror around the globe. This money will fund the Revolutionary Guards.
Lapid also said the U.S. and the West are quick to concede to Iranian demands.
The countries of the West draw a red line, the Iranians ignore it, and the red line moves.
President Biden has been keen to revive a 2015 nuclear deal which offered sanctions relief to Iran in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear program. The original deal came apart under the Trump administration, which imposed sanctions with strong encouragement from Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's president says Russian forces launched a rocket attack on a train station in central Ukraine on the country's Independence Day, Wednesday, killing 22 people. The lethal strike came after warnings from President Volodymyr Zelensky in recent days that the Russians might try to do something particularly nasty, something particularly cruel this week. Wednesday was the national holiday in Ukraine commemorating the country's declaration of independence from Soviet Union in 1991. It also marks the six-month point, that is, in the war against Russia. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. By remote,